Right, so for all you Mets fans, which are probably not so many in the room, but if there are, you don't have so much to brag about. But one thing you do have to brag about is the following story. Two nights ago, maybe it was last night, I think it was two nights ago, there was a third baseman on the Mets named Todd Frazier. Todd Frazier used to play for the Yankees. He was a pretty decent player. What happened was that he made an incredible catch. He went into the stands, and he made the top 10 SportsCenter plays. For all the girls, SportsCenter is a show that shows all the highlights. Just kidding, I'm sure you know knows what it is. That was a good joke. And what happened was, is that video camera showed after that when he made this incredible catch, he didn't actually make the incredible catch. What happened was, is that when he went into the stands, the ball fell out, and he came out with another ball. And the umpires didn't see it at the time, and at the time, they actually called it an out. And at the end of the day, the next day, you know, you can't really go against video evidence. Todd Frazier came out and he said, I made a mistake and I wasn't truthful. I did not catch the ball. And you can just imagine, it's a little embarrassing just for the umpires. You know, you just got to, you have like four or five of them. You got to be able to try to make the right call. But I thought it was a pretty amazing statement about Todd Frazier. First off, he cheated. But then he said, you know what? At the end of the day, I messed up. I wasn't emistic. I wasn't truthful. I wasn't faithful. And at the end of the day, I was wrong. This week's parsha that Josh just laid so beautifully, Atem Nitzav Hayom Kulchem. Hashem says, you're standing in front of us all together today. The famous Zohar, says, Hayom. Anytime it says the word Hayom in the Torah, Hayom refers to Rosh Hashanah. Atem Nitzav Hayom Kulchem. You're standing all together today. And says the great rabbi known as the Kotzker Rebbe, and this was his number one thing that he spoke about constantly, every day in shiur to his class, every day in shul that he spoke in his shul, he spoke about one thing. He spoke about the word emet, to be an honest, to be a faithful, to be truthful. And he says that's why if you look at the word atem, atem is the same letters as emet. Atem nitzeva hayom kolchem. You're standing in front of Hashem today in Rosh Hashanah, and what's the number one thing Hashem's looking for? He wants to see if you're going to be emet. He wants to try to see if you're truthful, or maybe emet, to be an emet. That was good. To be emes, to be a truthful person, truthful in relationships with your friends, to be caring and kind, truthful and sincere and genuine in relationship with Hashem, maybe even truthful and sincere with yourself and how you feel about yourself, to have positive feelings about yourself. Now, when I look at Josh, I look at someone who's, this is the number one midah, who he is. He is emetic or emestic. He got probably a lot of emet notes when he was younger, and when you're older, you don't need those emet notes. He lives with emet. The way he conducts himself with his friends, the way he davens, the way he learns Torah, the way he does everything in his life is with this midah of emet. He's truthful, he's sincere, he's faithful. And I went over to his father, I went over to Dr. Hike a few days ago, and I said, I have to ask you a question. I hope I don't embarrass you now, but I'm going to. I said, how is it that your kids are so great? I said, my kids are like smacking me in the morning, they wake me up in the middle of the night, they could care less. I mean, they're not older, but what's your secret? You know what he said? He said, they made us who we are today. Usually the parents, you could say the parents made the kids. Dr. Hike said that the kids made them better. But I'm going to say, no, I think it really goes both ways. I think the parents made the kids better and the kids make the parents better. Because they learned Josh and his siblings, Naomi and Leah and Nava. Nava, okay, got it. Baruch Hashem. At the end of the day, they learned the midah emet from their parents, and I think that's a tremendous thing. Hashem wants to see this midah emet from all of us. But how grateful that we have Josh today, leading in the bar mitzvah today, showing us the midah of what emet means, to be truthful amongst ourselves, our friends, our davening. And that's the number one thing that Hashem wants to see come this Rosh Hashanah. So we should be more like Josh, be more like Todd Frazier the second time, to make sure that we're always emetic and emistic in everything that we do. And please God, if we do this, we'll have a ketivah v'chasima tova, a good year, a shana tova, a healthy and productive year, Bezrat Hashem. Mazal tov.